Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so thrilled because I have with me Lisa Mannion. Lisa's the president of RightOnCreative.com. She's a marketing content strategist specializing in powerfully communicating your marketing message to increase results. As the creator of the new marketing model for success, Lisa is changing the way we market today with a relationship-first approach that is friendly and effective. She is a master of matching your message to the market and creating content strategies that truly work. Lisa helps entrepreneurs reach their individual goals and transform their dreams into manageable action steps with tangible results. Her blog earned an Apex Award for Publication Excellence, and she is recognized as a finalist for the Innovative Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And she is the recipient of Charles Schwab Financial Literacy Award in the Hot Mamas competition. As a result of this award, she is featured in the largest digital library of role models for women and girls housed in George Washington University. She also publishes a monthly e-zine, Mannion's Musings. And you will hear all about the amazing things that Lisa has created and contributed to our world right now. Lisa, welcome.
Thanks so much, Vicki. I am delighted to be here and to share this information with the world because it's truly making a big difference.
Well, you know, I know you've said that new marketing and copywriting models for success, it's consumers and marketers are becoming really frustrated with the antiquated marketing and copywriting techniques of yesterday. And you've really created a new model for success to help marketing messages really get out there with integrity. Which it just speaks to my heart and my purpose too, as far as what we do with our publishing. So I'd love to hear more, Lisa, about, you know, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll go into all the wonderful things you have to share about this really authentic way of presenting yourself.
Excellent. Well, thanks for asking, and I think it is important to kind of set the stage with how my passion began and why I know for a fact that I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. So for as long as I can remember, I have been drawn to the written word and to marketing. And I'm going to go way back and date myself, even when I was a small child around 5 or 6 years old, watching the little black and white TV with the rabbit ear antennas and seeing commercials come on and saying, oh my gosh, people are really missing the mark here. I knew something was off and I had this intuitive feeling that I could do better, which is really strange to think about that at that young of an age, but that's kind of what happened. And as I continued to evolve as a person, even when I was in fourth grade with a little classmate, started the first ever school newspaper on a mimeograph machine. So I've been drawn to getting big messages out in a big way and seeing things that were kind of missing and needed to change, and took action for as long as I can remember. So fast forward to my high school and college days, where I was an advertising manager for both of those papers as well as a reporter, was really, really focused on getting the truth out and doing things in a different way. That segued into careers in marketing for social services, nonprofits, advertising agencies, and radio stations. So I've continued to live my passion. And finally, in 2003, I decided enough is enough, and I really need to be doing this on my own terms. Because let's face it, when we are not our own boss, we don't get to choose the clients that we work with. And sometimes maybe we're helping to market or promote something that doesn't fully resonate with us, and it just was not feeling right to me anymore. So basically, that's how Right On Creative was born and how I started really working one-on-one with the people I'm meant to help, the people who have a really giant mission, but they struggle to turn it into a palatable marketing message that truly gets results without feeling icky or being manipulative or any of that. And that kind of segues directly into why I created a new way of doing things, because I'd seen such struggle, I guess is the best way to put it, in people who were trying to create marketing messages but were being taught some techniques that just didn't feel right.
Yeah, there's no question. My background going back decades, it was in advertising, and the change has been phenomenal. And so I'm so glad you brought this to the forefront so that people can really have the advantage of your expertise in this area. So share with us a little bit about why traditional copywriting and that formula just isn't working now.
Well, you know, I'm just going to try and say it in a politically correct manner, but I guess I'm just going to have to come right out and say it. Well, what's been being taught is manipulative and wrong, and here's why. The formula that's being taught in copywriting across the board and has been for as long as I can remember, and it's what's featured in textbooks, and I aim to change that, is the problem, agitate, and solve approach. Now, this is an approach where we're taught to agitate the issue and to focus really heavily on the pain points of our ideal client and kind of agitate them to the point where then we can step in with this big solution and be the marketing hero. Well, just saying problem, agitate, and solve alone causes a little bit of angst for conscious, heart-based entrepreneurs specifically, and that's really what's happening in the new paradigm, right? So why that isn't working is because it does come from a place of manipulation. Now, I'm not saying it can't work. It has worked for years, but there is a reason a large majority of marketers and consumers alike have felt that something is off there, and it's because it comes from that place of manipulation. And so with this formula being taught, problem, agitate, and solve, if it doesn't resonate with you, then you're going to have a hard time not only responding to it as a consumer, you're going to be turned off of the advertising that's coming your way or the marketing that's coming your way with that message, but as a marketer and a business owner, and let's face it, if we're in business, we have a second job, and that is the job of a marketer. As a marketer, if we do not resonate with, or if that message does not resonate with us and the formula we're being taught to use to create our marketing messages, there's going to be a misalignment there. And with that comes struggle and frustration and just being really stuck and not knowing what to do and how to truly create marketing messages with integrity that feel as if they're coming from a place of service as opposed to manipulation.
That is so true. That's such an important factor in today's world. So tell me a little bit, as an expert who's guided so many people along the correct path that really is working and really is successful for them, what do you feel works better these days?
Okay, so what I have found, and this is over the years of working with hundreds upon hundreds of different clients and really taking a different approach, you know, I've found that when people come my way, they're struggling to create their marketing message because they've been taught this antiquated formula and it doesn't feel right to them. So all along, I've been kind of having to re-educate people when they come my way. Now, I hadn't actually named my formula for some time, and we'll get into that story later, but what I know for a fact is working, and the formula that I have created and reframed is called the Challenge, Solution, and Invitation Formula.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And here's why it's different and why it's working and why it's resonating and why people are really, truly responding. So first of all, I want to share a little bit of interesting information about the landscape of the buying consumers now, the people who are driving all purchasing decisions. All purchasing decisions are now influenced by women primarily, and the most recent numbers are 85% of all purchasing decisions are influenced by women. Now, I'm not saying we're making all those decisions, we're working with our partners, I'm not trying to exclude men at all here, but when you take a look at women stepping up, roles changing over the years, so not only in the marketing and advertising arena, but in the household arena as well, women are taking a bigger role in all of this, right? So we're influencing 85% of all purchasing decisions, and that means that marketing and advertising messages need to be tailored to influence the largest purchasing sector, correct? Well, what happens with women is, I mean, if you think about it, we're going to respond better to challenge, solution, and invitation approach than a problem, agitate, and solve approach. Because if we look at it, I know personally, I understand that I have a problem, but I don't want to focus on that, right? If you acknowledge my challenge and you show some empathy and then you immediately extend a solution to help me fix that, I don't want to focus on it. I don't want you to poke at it. I don't want you to point out that I have this problem, but I do want a solution and I do want some empathy, right? And I'm using me as an example, but it's been true across the board when I talk to women. So basically, you're acknowledging the challenge, you're offering that solution, and then you're just extending a friendly invitation, which feels so much better than trying to focus on those problems and agitate those problems and then come up with a solution.
Yeah, no question.
So it's kind of funny, Vicki, because I joke about this a lot. You know, I say, you know, when was the last time you were agitated and you decided to make a purchasing decision? For me, the only time I buy anything when I'm agitated is maybe some chocolate and wine, but it has nothing to do with marketing or advertising.
Ice cream came to mind for me.
Right. So that's just kind of a fun way to illustrate how people respond differently. But quite honestly, I see some fundamental things are wrong with the problem, agitate, and solve approach. I really believe that people are in enough pain, and we don't need to be agitated to make a decision. And in fact, again, if someone acknowledges our challenges, understands where we're coming from, provides a helpful solution, and extends a friendly invitation, we're more likely to take action. So if you look at it, I mean, nothing truly flows when it comes from a place of pain and fear. And the hard sell tactics that have been used, the really in-your-face, buy now, you need this now kind of approach, is a turnoff for most people. And it's not just for women. It's for men as well, because we're shifting the way we do business. It's moving from competition to collaboration, and so many things are changing that it's time to replace these antiquated marketing and copywriting models with something new that comes from a place of service first.
Yeah, no question. I was wondering, Lisa, could you differentiate between an agitated form of copy as opposed to a challenge?
Well, you know, that's a really good point. I think the best way for me to say this without calling anyone out is when you see someone using the problem, agitate, and solve formula, it's not going to feel right to you. It's going to feel like you're being manipulated and pressured into something. When you use the challenge, solution, and invitation formula, you're going to have someone understanding where you're coming from, embracing your point of view, offering a solution, and extending an invitation. When you see a problem, agitate, and solve formula, you're going to see someone really, really pinpointing your problem and pointing out all the reasons why that makes you uncomfortable, which you already know and really don't need to be reminded of. And so that, when someone not only points out that problem, but then lists the reasons why this problem is affecting your life, these are things you already know, but it's a manipulation tactic to get you agitated so their solution seems more viable for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think from just listening to all the wisdom you're sharing, one of the things that really comes to mind for me is that the approach that you're suggesting, right away I feel that I'm not alone in my challenge, where many times when I read really high-pressure copy, I feel like I'm out there by myself and I've got to make the trip over to join into something that's going to, you know, there feels like there's an aloneness about it, and it's a long stretch to get to a place where I'm going to be finding a solution or finding something that's going to put me out of that really uncomfortable state.
And those are the manipulative tactics that are being infused in that to make you feel that way and to believe that the only solution is whatever that product or service is offering that's using that manipulative tactic.
Mm. Thank you so much for making that differentiation, because I think that that's really important, and I have such a better sense of exactly where the direction you're going with that, and it's really an important differentiation.
It truly is, and you know, I'm very careful about pointing fingers, because the problem agitate and solve formula has been used for years, and it has worked, but as we're evolving as people and we're becoming more aware of how we really want our whole world to be, this is the change that people are looking for, the challenge, solution, and invitation method that comes from relationships first, really truly being of service, and bringing it all together.
That's really beautiful. So tell me how you feel about fairly strong copy and all the elements that really need to be in place to market effectively.
Well, that's a fantastic question, and I love this, because copy is important, but here's something else that I'm challenging, and I kind of am shaking things up a bit, and I was a little scared to jump out on my soapbox and share these things, but I have to, because it's just a truth. So there is an age-old industry adage that copy is king, and you've probably heard that.
Yeah, no question.
Right. So here's the thing. I've found that copy is actually queen, and strategy is king. And together, they're the key to creating strong and effective results. So, for example, when you use that age-old industry adage that I don't believe is true, and you say, copy is king, you'll find people touting their copywriting skills, saying they can write the best copy ever, and, you know, convincing you to purchase a copy package from them or something like that. Not to negate copywriters, because there's some really good ones out there, but copy alone is not going to get you the results you're looking for. And even as someone who has become very well known as one of the top copywriters out there, I know that my copy alone is not going to bring someone success. You have to have strategy in place. Without that strategy, no one's going to get to that copy to look at it. So there, you can't guarantee that you're going to write some of the best content in the world to get results if they don't have that strategy in place. And the number one thing that I see people missing in their marketing plans, in their copywriting efforts, is that strategy. So I kind of take it a step further, and I'm super passionate about this because it's just so amazingly true. I mentioned that even the best copy in the world won't work if you don't have a strategy in place. Well, I take it a step further because I ask and invite people to think about copy and strategy as the feminine and masculine energies in marketing. And it's just like a relationship. If they're not working together, it's a struggle. So both of them are vital. Neither is any less important, just like in a relationship. But oftentimes they're not working together because we're missing that strategy piece. So the strategy being that masculine energy is what's driving the copy, which is the feminine energy, which is the relationship building portion of it. So that's kind of my philosophy. And, you know, again, not only am I challenging the age-old industry adage that copy is king with the declaration that copy is truly queen and strategy is king, but I'm also challenging people to stop using that problem, agitate, and solve formula and to step into something that's friendlier and just as effective with the challenge, solution, and invitation formula.
Oh, that is such a great invitation, no question about it. So can you talk a little bit more to the strategy? I mean, I know we're limited on time here, but if you could just touch a little bit more on what the strategy should look like or the components it needs to have in relationship to copy to really make that, you know, sync up in a way where people will resonate with it.
Absolutely. One of the best examples would be, we'll use a website, for example. Say you hire an ace copywriter to create some web copy for you, and they write some really fantastic content, and your website's up and it's there. Well, the strategy piece is, how are you going to get people to your website? Because there is a misperception that if you build it, they will come, and some people don't realize that just having a website up there is not going to get you the visitors that you need to build those relationships to ultimately turn your prospects into paying customers. So the strategy piece would look like doing some very intense marketing content strategies, having an internet marketing editorial calendar in place so that you're creating new and fresh and educational content and pushing that out via your blog and social media and different things like that to get people to that website so that copy can then do its job.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect example. And you know, Lisa, I'm so excited you're here, and I just couldn't wait to talk with you because your reputation definitely precedes you, and some of the things you're doing are just they're just really cutting edge and what we need right now. And certainly you are attracting a lot of attention all over, like Inc. Magazine and Aspire and so forth. So tell me a little bit about how all that started. I know how it started with us. We couldn't wait to interview you, but tell us how that evolved for you.
I love this story because it's so interesting. I was approached by Linda Joy, who is the publisher of Aspire and just an amazing businesswoman. And she wanted me to share a little bit of my story, and I was blessed to be featured on the cover of her magazine. And that was actually where I finally put into writing and named the Challenge, Solution, and Invitation formula. Now, I had been practicing this all along, and I had known that something was absolutely off with the antiquated formulas that I'm now challenging. But I hadn't really put a name to it, and it was so beautiful and delightful when I wrote my feature article because it came to me. Just, it was divinely guided is the only way that I can put it. And I thought, that's it. It's challenge, solution, and invitation. That's what I've been doing all along. But it gave people the framework to wrap their minds around how this can really work for them in everything. And in fact, not only in marketing and in copywriting, but in relationships and business as well. So once I named it, it really began to take off just like wildfire, and then I got on the radar of Inc. magazine, and they did a write-up on me online, and from there, it's just continued to grow because the energy behind it is absolutely 100% service-based. It's the change that people have been looking for, and I just feel so honored and blessed to be the one delivering it.
That is fantastic, and we feel so honored and blessed that you're here to share it with us today. So tell us a little bit about the elements of copy that people really struggle with the most.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because it's vital now to create marketing messages with integrity. And in order to do that, there are three things that people really need to do and three things that are often missing. And the first part is really all about finding your voice. And one of the things that I see people really struggling with is getting really clear on their values first so that they're creating their personal mission statement and their business mission statement based on those values. So everything is working together energetically, and then they can step into their vision and carry out their mission and tell their story in a way that's truly authentic and that comes from that place of service first. And, you know, you'll hear me saying how important it is to come from a place of service first. And I believe that to be true for many reasons, and there's also an energetic principle behind it where if you are in business only to make money, you probably will not be as successful as you could be if you were starting your business to be of service, to carry out your values and mission, and of course, profit from your passion.
Oh, those are all such wonderful things to aspire to for true fulfillment, don't you think?
It's so true. And the other thing that I see people missing is they're not choosing their ideal clients. They're actually chasing not-so-ideal clients. And what happens when that occurs is that you're compromising yourself, your values, your integrity, because maybe you're accepting clients that you don't really want to be working with because it's just not a good fit and it doesn't feel right for you, but maybe you've got to pay the bills because this sometimes happens. And I've, in the past, have worked with not-so-ideal clients, and I'm getting more clear on that as I go. I think we all teach what we need to learn as well. But now that I'm very clear on who I'm here to serve, I am blessed to work with amazing people all the way around, but too often people compromise and they're really not working with who they're meant to work with. And there's also a scarcity factor that's involved, and that scarcity factor is this. If you declare who your ideal client is, you could sometimes feel like you're going to be alienating other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll share my personal example. And one of the things that I do is I teach by example. And so coming from the advertising agency background, I worked with all kinds of different industries. And so when I first started my business, I didn't really declare who my ideal client was. And I accepted projects from a multitude of different people without really realizing what it was that I needed to be focusing on. Well, now that I have really stepped into owning who I'm here to serve, I know for a fact, without a doubt, that the majority of my clients are female, heart-based, conscious entrepreneurs who are authors, speakers, coaches, healers, teachers in the helping profession, the people with the giant mission that struggle to turn it into an awesome marketing message. Now, it was scary for me to declare that because it doesn't mean that I don't work with men and I don't want men to feel alienated, but by being really clear in my message and declaring who my ideal clients really are, I'm attracting more of the right people, even of both gender, even though I tend to attract more women.
Oh, that just makes so much sense, and that's so really, really, really important to have that clarity in order to experience both success and fulfillment, because then you're really doing what comes natural and attracting those people that are naturally drawn to you, you know, through your message.
It's absolutely true, and the final thing that people struggle with is truly creating their marketing messages with integrity. And to do that, you just bring all of the things that I talked about full circle and just start incorporating the challenge, solution, and invitation formula into your marketing, because it will be coming from a place based on your true values, your big mission, following through with your vision. It'll attract your ideal clients, and it will help you create a palatable marketing message that comes from that place of true service first. Because again, if you're not starting out from a place of true service, you may get a little bit stuck, and your results might be not quite as effective as you'd like them to be, is the best way for me to say that, I guess. Because if you are only in business to make money and that's the only thing that's driving you, this model probably isn't going to work for you.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So it has to be in alignment also with your intention, which you've stated so beautifully. What's the best advice to help people really create marketing messages that truly connect with their ideal clients?
This is juicy, and that is to leave your ego behind. It's wonderful that you've had all of these wonderful successes, awards, accolades, whatever it might be, but your marketing message needs to be all about your ideal client and how you can be of service to them. Yes, they're going to want to know a little bit about you, but focus on them first. Focus on their challenges and offering solutions and extending that friendly invitation so they realize that you truly are the person who is there to provide them the service or the product that they're looking for, and that really will make all the difference.
Oh, that again is so beautiful. Lisa, tell me, you have inspired so many people with this fantastic concept of how to truly communicate your offering in such a significant way to the world. How would you like to see your message get out there from the standpoint of a contribution truly globally to the world, almost like a legacy you'd like to leave? What does that look like for you?
I really thank you for asking me that, because I've been giving this some real deep thought, and I truly want to change history when it comes to the way we market, and I believe that I'm doing that with my challenge, solution, and invitation formula. So I would like for this to become a part of the curriculum that is taught to marketing and advertising students worldwide, because if we continue to teach the antiquated, manipulative ways, we're not going to facilitate the change that the world needs to see. And it really does go down to marketing and advertising as a part of that, because we know that we have to generate commerce. We know that we need to be in business to, of course, be of service, but also to profit. And so let's do that in a way that really helps people and comes from that place of true service.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Lisa. Thank you so much. You've shared so much wisdom in such a short time. I mean, really, really valuable information. So for those who would like to connect with you and learn more, is there a website where they can go to connect?
There absolutely is. My website is located at writeoncreative.com, and that is writeoncreative.com. And they can go there and pick up all kinds of free goodies, read free information on my blog, and just get an idea about what I have to offer and learn even more about my philosophies.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much for being here and sharing so much with us. I've just learned so much in the short time we were together.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I'm delighted to share this message with you and your community.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our communities, our publishing, and our magazines and broadcasts, you're welcome to visit us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And again, Lisa, thank you so much. And everyone, have a wonderful day.